Episode 69 of the new LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Thanks for being with me today. I'm glad you joined me again. Today in Leviticus 9, Aaron and his sons begin their ministry of making offerings for the people. In Matthew 21, Jesus cleans house at the temple. We'll again read from the New Life Version. Leviticus chapter 9. On the eighth day, Moses called Aaron and his sons and the leaders of Israel. He said to Aaron, "Take a bull calf for a sin gift and a ram for a burnt gift, both of them perfect, and give them to the Lord. Then say to the people of Israel, 'Take a male goat for a sin gift and a calf and a lamb, both a year old and perfect, for a burnt gift, and a bull and a ram for peace gifts. Give them to the Lord with a grain gift mixed with oil, for today the Lord will show himself to you.' So they brought to the front of the meeting tent what Moses had told them. All the people came near and stood before the Lord. Moses said, 'This is what the Lord has told you to do, and the shining greatness of the Lord will be shown to you.' Then Moses said to Aaron, 'Come to the altar and give your sin gift and burnt gift to pay for the sins of yourself and for the people. Then give the gift for the people to pay for their sins, just as the Lord has said.' So Aaron came to the altar and killed the calf of the sin gift, which was for himself. The sons of Aaron gave the blood gift to him. He put his finger in the blood and put some on the horns of the altar. He poured out the rest of the blood at the base of the altar. But he burned on the altar the fat and the kidneys and the part that is on the liver from the sin gift, just as the Lord had told Moses. He burned the flesh and the skin away from the tents. Then he killed the burnt gift. Aaron's sons handed the blood to him, and he put it around on the altar. They gave the burnt gift to him in pieces with the head, and he burned them on the altar. He washed the inside parts and legs and burned them on the altar with the sin gift. Then he gave the people's gift. He took the goat of the sin gift, which was for the people, and he killed it and gave it for sin, like the first sin gift. He gave the burnt gift. He gave it just the way the law said. Next, he gave the grain gift. He filled his hand with some of the grain and burned it on the altar beside the burnt gift of the morning. Then he killed the bull and the ram, the peace gifts which were for the people. Aaron's sons handed the blood to him, and he put it around on the altar. The fat parts from the bull and ram, the fat tail, the fat around the inside parts, the kidneys and the part that is on the liver, and all the fat parts they put on the breasts, and they burned the fat parts on the altar. But Aaron gave the breasts and the right thigh as a wave gift before the Lord, just as Moses had said. Then Aaron lifted up his hands toward the people and prayed that good would come to them. After giving the sin gift, the burnt gift, and the peace gifts, he came down. Moses and Aaron went into the meeting tent. When they came out and prayed that good would come to the people, the shining greatness of the Lord was shown to all the people. Then fire came from the Lord and burnt up the burnt gift and the fat parts on the altar. When the people saw it, they cried out and bowed down with their faces to the ground. Matthew 21. They were near Jerusalem and had come to the town of Bethphage at the Mount of Olives. Jesus sent two followers on ahead. He said to them, "Go to the town over there. You will find a donkey tied and her young with her. Let them loose and bring them to me. If anyone says something to you, say, 'The Lord needs them.' He will send them at once." It happened as the early preacher said it would happen, saying, "Say to the people in Jerusalem, 'See, your king is coming to you. He is gentle. He is riding on a young donkey.'" The followers went and did as Jesus told them. They brought the donkey and her young one. They put their clothes on the donkey, and Jesus sat on them. Many people put their coats down on the road. Other people cut branches from the trees and put them along the way. The people who went in front of those who had followed Jesus called out, "Greatest one, the Son of David! Great and honored is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Greatest one in the highest heaven!" When Jesus came into Jerusalem, all the people of the city were troubled. They said, "Who is this?" Many people said, "This is Jesus, the one who speaks for God from the town of Nazareth in the country of Galilee." Then Jesus went into the house of God and made all those leave who were buying and selling there. He turned over the tables of the men who changed money. He turned over the seats of those who sold doves. He said to them, "It is written, 'My house is to be called a house of prayer. You have made it a place of robbers.'" The blind and those who could not walk came to Jesus in the house of God, and he healed them. The religious leaders of the Jews and the teachers of the law saw the great things he did. They heard the children calling in the house of God and saying, "Greatest one, Son of David." The leaders were very angry. They said to Jesus, "Do you hear what these children are saying?" Jesus said to them, "Yes, have you not read the writings? Even little children and babies will honor him." Jesus left them and went out of the city to the town of Bethany. He stayed there that night. In the morning, as he was coming back to the city, he was hungry. He saw a fig tree by the side of the road and went to it. There was nothing on it but leaves. He said to the tree, "No fruit will ever grow on you again." At once, the fig tree dried up. The followers saw it and were surprised and wondered. They said, "How did the fig tree dry up so fast?" Jesus said to them, "For sure, I tell you this. If you have faith and do not doubt, you will not only be able to do what was done to the fig tree, you will also be able to say to this mountain, 'Move from here and be thrown into the sea,' and it will be done. All things you ask for in prayer, you will receive if you have faith." Jesus came into the house of God. The religious leaders and the other leaders of the people came up to him as he was teaching. They said, "By what right and power are you doing these things? Who gave you the right and the power to do them?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you one thing also. If you tell me, then I will tell you by what right and power I do these things. Was the baptism of John from heaven or from men?" They thought among themselves, "If we say, 'From heaven,' then he will say, 'Then why did you not believe him?' But if we say, 'From men,' we are afraid of the people, because they all think John was one who spoke for God." They said to Jesus, "We do not know." He said to them, "Then I will not tell you by what right and power I do these things. What do you think about this? There was a man who had two sons. He came to the first son and said, 'My son, go to my grape field and work today.' He said, 'I will go.' But he did not go. The father came to the second son and asked the same thing. The son said, 'No, I will not go.' Later, he was sorry and went. Which of the two sons did what his father wanted?" They said to Jesus, "The second son." Jesus said to them, "For sure, I tell you this. Tax gatherers and women who sell the use of their bodies will get into the holy nation of heaven before you. For John came to you preaching about being right with God. You did not believe him. But tax gatherers and women who sell the use of their bodies did believe him. When you saw this, you were not sorry for your sins and did not turn from them and believe him." Listen to another picture story. A man who owned land planted grapes in a field and put a fence around it. He made a place for making wine. He built a tower to look over the grape field. He let farmers rent it, and then he went into another country. The time came for gathering the grapes. He sent his servants to the farmers to get the grapes. The farmers took his servants and hit one. They killed another and threw stones at another. Again, he sent other servants. He sent more than the first time. The farmers did the same to those servants. After this, he sent his son to them. He said to himself, "They will respect my son." When the farmers saw the son, they said to themselves, "This is the one who will get everything when the owner dies. Let us kill him, and we will get it all." They took him and threw him out of the grape field and killed him. When the owner of the grape field comes, what will he do to those farmers? They said to him, "He will put those bad men to death. Then he will rent the grape field to other farmers who will give him the grapes when they are ready." Jesus said to them, "Have you not read in the holy writings, 'The stone that was put aside by the workmen has become the most important stone in the building. The Lord has done this. We think it is great.' I say to you, because of this, the holy nation of God will be taken from you. It will be given to a nation that will give fruit. Whoever falls on this stone will be broken, and on the one it falls, it will make him like dust." When the religious leaders and the proud religious lawkeepers heard this picture story, they knew he spoke of them. When they tried to put their hands on him, they were afraid of the many people. The people thought he was one who spoke for God. May God bless the reading of his word. So, at long last, we read that Aaron and his sons began offering sacrifices for themselves and for the people. And God manifested himself in power so they would see that indeed this was a God thing. I love it when he makes his presence known. And then what did you think of Jesus drying up the fig tree? Why did he do that? Want to talk about it? Just go to lifespringmedia.com/Facebook. Lots of people have contributed to Stephen's fund. Most are personal friends of he and Taryn, but several LifeSpring family members have donated too. I can't tell you how much it touches my heart and my family's heart that you would give to help pay for his astronomical medical bills. I want you to know that I'm praying for each one of you that have contributed, and I'm asking God to pour out a very special blessing on you and your family. Thank you so much. In case you want to know more about what's going on, just go to stephenwebb.net. Most of the contributions have been at the Facebook donation page, so you won't see a tremendous amount of activity there yet, but you can read Taryn's account of Stephen's ordeal there. So just go to stephenwebb.net. And that's going to do it for now. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.